This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a tiger.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll try to get toast with a shot of the day. Noah Sherlock is back. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLO. We've got Robert on the line playing for Team Not Sober.
Who was the wrestler?
And we asked Robert last, who was the first wrestler inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame? Andre the Giant.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
that makes complete sense.
Known as Big Sexy to those close.
I don't think Hulk Hogan was with the WWE at that point.
I don't think so. All right, here's your question. What actor hosted the children's show Reading Rainbow?
Reading Rainbow. You can get me with ones that are a little bit before me. I can't tell you.
Morgan Freeman?
Different black guy. Run through all the black actors you know. He was Kunta in Roots.
Oh, come on. Man, I've seen Roots, but what is his name?
Oh, I know. It's escaping me.
He was in Star Trek The Next Generation.
Was he the dude that had the thing around his eye?
Yes, indeed.
God, what is his name? See him right now.
I know you can.
I can, too.
LeVar?
Uh-huh.
Arrington.
LeVar Smith. LeVar Jackson.
Jesus Christ.
LeVar Burton, man.
LeVar Jefferson.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just running down there.
You're just trying to play the odds.
Jackson. Jefferson. Washington.
All right. Here's your question. What luxury car company introduced the Boxster Roadster in 1996?
Car company introduced the Boxster Roadster.
Yes.
I should know this one too. Chevy?
Porsche?
Porsche.
Porsche.
Question five.
Question number five. A young Isaac Newton was said to have been hit on the head by what fruit, leading him to come up with the theory of gravity?
An apple.
Nice job.
That is correct.
Okay, game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLO.
Apple kind of gave us religion, then an apple gave us science. Is there anything apples can't do?
No, not at all.
Actually, my Apple computer, I don't know. Can't find the goddamn printer. I'm like, it's right there!
Were they all apples, or is apples just the fruit people picked for those stories?
It's probably just the fruit people picked.
I mean, what if it was underneath a piece of citrus? Maybe it was an orange, but that doesn't sound the same as an apple.
Might have gotten some oranges in his
eye. Why would he have cared what the fruit was? He's like, hey, man, I came up with this theory of gravity, right? I'm going to explain all of these things, and some go, wait, what fruit hit you? It was an orange. Yeah, I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I mean, think about that.
It was just circumstantial.
Sure.
You know, based on where he lived, he probably didn't live
hit by an orange. I don't care what he has to say.
All right, who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Oh.
Right, I don't think apples grow in the Middle East, so in the Bible, I think they just picked apple.
All right.
So I'm saying maybe this Newton dude.
Well, Newton was a Middle Easterner?
No.
I'm talking about Adam and Eve.
Wouldn't it make more sense if Isaac Newton were hit by a fig based on how most of us come to know his name?
Good call.
Just saying.
Or the strawberry Newtons are strong.
Strawberry Newtons, some of the best goddamn Newtons I've
ever. But then he'd have to throw it in the air and then it hit him.
Let it hit him, yeah. science. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola. Michael, sober, not sober.
Sober.
Sober, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Michael, our men's room poll. You have to pick a new pet for your bedroom. Will it be a ball python, a rooster, a tarantula, or a possum?
I'm going to go redneck style with a rooster.
All right. Rooster it is.
By the way, we got a... took me a second to figure out what the hell this person was commenting on. It says, yeah, it's a huge letdown. Small as Mount Rushmore.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I think they stole that directly from the postcard. Huge letdown. All right. Here's your question. Which element is third on the periodic table? Nirvana has a song with the same name.
Good hint. Also makes people crazy.
Well, the gold?
Gold.
Lithium.
Lithium.
Oh, that's right. They do.
Yes, they do.
I totally forgot about that song.
I lived with a guy, or lived in a building with a guy that, I don't know if it was prescription drug. Either way, he was getting really whacked out on that stuff. And he would just go to the garage and, like, move his car, like, 20 times.
What has to be wrong with you for them to give you lithium?
I think maybe it's an imbalance of something. But I know it. You can wreck shop in your body.
I remember when I was growing up, man, there were some little kids that were on lithium. And you're right, man. They were ping pong balls. And I'm like, is this better than if they don't take it? Good God, man. All right, the question, what cut of beef comes from between the neck and the shoulder blade?
The loin?
Nah. Shank.
Nope.
Short rib?
Chuck.
Oh, Chuck.
My man, Chuck.
Swamp at Chuck.
I always thought the Chuck was like the rear end of the cow.
That's the butt.
Roast. The rump. I just call it a sexy-ass part. All right, here's the question. What European city would you find the Grand Canal? The Grand Canal. Don't overthink it.
European city.
And has a you'd find the Grand Canal.
Westminster?
Venice. A city of canals.
Question four, Michael.
Sorry, it's comments coming in. Lithium is generally for bipolar disorder. And a million people they say, by the way, in the Bible is most likely a pomegranate, not an apple. Someone else says, it's my 48th birthday. What are you going to give me? Crabs. All right, your question. What is an airline's home base called?
Airport?
The hub. Hubba.
Airport, kind of a broad answer, but, you know, I'd date it.
Question five.
Let's go back to Europe. Vienna is the capital of which European country?
Italy.
That would be Vienna, Austria.
Austria.
Vienna, home of horrible little sausages that they pack
in
Vaseline.
Lard.
Do those things really come from Vienna?
Sure they do. They ship them here.
I'd have to think. I don't think Vienna would want you to know that they're responsible for those.
Yeah.
Even if they are. Man, don't tell people that.
Isn't that in ham spread?
Originally, they want to call it Patient Zero. All right, your question. What TV show took place in the fictional city of Cape Side, Massachusetts?
I watch a lot of TV. I never heard Cape Side, Massachusetts.
Yeah, it launched some careers. Katie Holmes was on there. Was it James Vanderbeek?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a huge show.
Robin is confirming all of this for me. I'm guessing you were a big fan back in the day. Yeah, yeah.
The Beak.
Come on, man.
I don't even know. I'm guessing some sort of soap opera. I have no idea.
Kind of.
Dawson's Creek, yeah. Not to be confused with the comedy. Can't actually say the name of the show. All right, in pop culture, what is a Tamagotchi? A Tamagotchi. Little kids used to go crazy trying to get their hands on these things. Oh.
You guys need some sort of coat?
Virtual pets.
Almost sounds like a fancy watch.
The new Tamagotchi. Sounds like a martial art. Michael,
son, I know Tamagotchi.
Your question 7.
Question number 7. Worldwide Pants was the production company behind what late night TV show? It's not on anymore.
Wow. I wouldn't even have a clue for that one either.
What was that?
I have no clue.
Letterman.
David Letterman.
Late Show. Question 8.
We're going back to the Bible. Apparently the Bible fruit was a quince, but it was also called a Greek apple. All right.
The old
so
Greek
good
apple.
Chance, yeah, the Greek apple. That sounds like a really weird finishing move. I didn't know it was a safe word. I hit it with the Greek apple. Next thing you know, police were there. Your question, what country is the Nobel Peace Prize awarded?
Canada?
Those warmongers up there? Hell no.
Mm-hmm.
Norway.
Question 9. If there's ever like a blizzard war, watch out for Norway.
Oh, yeah. The blizzard war.
Well, they dominate the Olympics in that Nordic stuff.
They just ski by and shoot you.
Yeah.
Damnedest thing ever. All right, there's a place called Inaccessible Island. Because of weather patterns, it's possible to only go there about 1 week per year. Which of the oceans would you find Inaccessible Island?
The Atlantic.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm like, you got a 20% chance of
wow.
bro.
That's pretty good.
Please.
Yeah, nailed yeah. that one.
Please.
Thank God.
Hey, I don't know if he nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Got, you know,
he nailed it.
Crushed it.
Head chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the taste of Alaska coming up as we've got some delicious bolognese that Ted spent most of the night making last night.
Out of the, mousse from Northern Exposure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Correct. That's right, man. Kind of a rigatoni pasta in there.
Used to be a celebrity, now he's a belly filler.
Our good buddy Arn up in Alaska sent some mousse steak and mousse ground meat.
So mousse meat overall.
Yeah, it's a mousse meat pasta on the way, as well as some delicious beer from Alaskan Brewing Company. That's all coming up with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Along with your emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. Up next, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up with Drink and Toast with a Shot of the Day. Head chef on the way, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, has the taste of Alaska. First time for a few emails in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. Let's just jump right into the birthdays. Ola Bacholas, my awesome son Chase, is turning 15 today. Just want to tell him I'm very proud and love him more than anything. He'll be driving soon, so can he get a uh-oh look out? Anna, can I grow up? Uh-oh.
Just one.
Uh-oh, look out.
Can I grow up?
Also, my niece, Jezzy, is turning 6. We love the Jezzy. How about a little kid fish sandwich? That from your loyal listener, Tanya. Ola Cholos is my buddy Mickey's 23rd trip around the burning ball in the sky, and I don't know if anyone's going to do this, so here I am. He's been one of my best friends for a long time, despite the fact that we don't get to see each other very often. Oh, man, we need, oh, man, you know what, man, I'm going to hold off on this email.
Yeah, hold off on that one.
Ted's back getting the food ready for Ted's Meat and Potatoes, but that one is especially for him.
Okay.
Ola, guys, was hoping you could wish my beautiful best friend Emily a happy birthday, maybe a suck-it-up cupcake, and the Dirty Germans, talking about ladies who do CrossFit. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, I do not care so much about this CrossFit. I just hope you have penis fit.
Ja, du kannst mich heute rüberschmeißen.
What's up, guys? I'm 28 years old and I'm sick. For my birthday, can I get the following? A Suck It Up cupcake and the Dirty Germans talking about how I can feel better. Thanks, guys, for the laughs. That from Shiler.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, I have the perfect cure for your hangover. You will enjoy my Sunny D.
Yes, you know, sometimes in Germany, we learn from our children. Just drink some, Pedialyte.
That's it, Pedialyte.
It's actually, that's a great hint.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
That's very good. Rock stars, athletes, Ted Smith endorsed.
All the bitches, let's see here. It is my buddy Mickey's 23rd trip around the sun. And since no one's going to do this, I'm going to do it for him. He's been one of my best friends for a long time, despite the fact we don't see each other that often at all. Go ahead and give him a fish sandwich and Ted's football hype about being 23. Love you, bitch. Liquor and whores. That from Justice.
Fish sandwich.
Listen, boys. The odds are stacked against us once again, but we're going to go out there. Why? Because we're 23. This is the age we've been preparing for. We did all those push-ups. We ran all those sprints. Now let's strap up, let's go out there, and let's win this year, boys!
All right! Very nice. That was a good one.
By the way, fair warning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! My sauce is awesome.
Is it good?
It is damn good.
Well, you said you didn't taste it all night. You're
I did.
Nailed it.
Just cooking it.
Hola, guys. I can't help but feel like I've been following you guys around my whole life. I was born in Western New York, lived much of my life in Hagerstown, Maryland, went to college in West Virginia, then moved here 5 years ago. For my 32nd birthday, I would love to hear the Dirty Germans talk about Maryland, please.
Yeah, there's a reason that they say Maryland loves crabs.
Yes, Maryland is a great state. It's where I was born. It's so much difference. Western Maryland has bears. Yeah. Eastern Maryland has crabs.
We'll play a game of Chesapeake-a-boo.
Yes, and never forget, M-A-R-Y-L-A-N-D. Maryland will win.
Guys, it's my birthday, and since none of my friends have discovered the glory of the men's room, I get to wish myself a happy 39th birthday. And for my birthday, I would love to request an original fish sandwich. Anna, your penis is too small. That from Nate.
Fish sandwich.
Hola, guys. My wife Amanda turned 40 today, and she won't be able to celebrate properly because of school. So how about some Disney characters talking about how much homework sucks? Thanks, guys. That from the Rainbow Dad.
Well, boss, you should be awfully proud of yourself going back to school after all these years. But homework ain't a whole lot of fun unless you perform what I call the self-anatomy check.
I mean, basically, homework is just for lazy teachers. You can't get it done in 45 minutes. You need to send a child home with all that homework, or this adult. It's ridiculous.
It ain't right, but that's what they do.
I honestly do think years from now we're going to be like, we gave those kids too much homework.
Yeah, and that's coming from me as a parent.
They learned nothing. I'd like to give a birthday shout out to one of my best buds over a decade, Mickey the Mac Attack, and to get some super dirty Germans talking about drummers, please. That from the Ginger Ninja.
Yeah, anyone who likes to beat skins for sticks is a friend of mine.
Yes, it's the way they handle those sticks. They twist them in their fingers. They throw them to the crowd. It's very pro-stick.
Yeah, and they're like anyone named Tom.
Since they all would.
Guys, my husband Vince and I have been listening to you guys for ages. I'd like to thank you for keeping us entertained and informed. Today is my wonderful husband's 40th. And since I can get him drunk and take advantage of him, or I can until this weekend, I was hoping you could give him a fish sandwich, a Leroy Jenkins, and some turtle wax. Keep it up, guys. That from Ashes.
Fish sandwich.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
That's fun.
Drop the beat.
Hello, guys. Name is Harley. Need to send an email to guys about my 46 because no one else will. Can I get the dirtiest of Germans in Waben to talk about riding a Harley? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it's very important that we practice safe sex, so I will use your mouth as a condom.
Yeah, sometimes the safest sex is that kind of sex, and it's fun.
Ja, du kannst Leder aufschmeißen auf dein Harley. It's gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And all, guys, it's my dad Steve's 50th trip around the sun. I think he's going to need a big old bong rip and a fish sandwich to get through the day. Love you, Dad. Happy birthday. That from Kayla.
Fish sandwich.
All
right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yars of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Couple extras here. It says, sup, peeps. Fan of the show. Listen to you guys for about 10 years. Born in Vegas. Recently moved back for work and family. Blah, 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 blah. I heard you guys are visiting soon, so I just wanted to share a few hidden gems.
Ooh, do we have hidden gems?
If you want real Vegas eateries and experiences, first off, Vegas is booming, but it is a shell of what it used to be as far as cheap eats and drinks. But here are a few if you want to venture off the strip. We're not staying on the strip, so this will be good. Okay. As far as the steakhouse is concerned, go to Herbs and Rye. Happy hour at 5 o'clock, and it's half-off steaks. Really good drinks, too. As far as a dive bar, the Tap House. Seriously, old-school Vegas bar. Some of the best wings, pizza, steak sandwiches, sausage and peppers, and premium cheap drinks.
Okay, mark that place.
And throw can smoke in there.
Definitely mark that place.
New local bar, born and raised on the west side. Great food. Again, wings, sliders, cheap beer. Again, throw can smoke in there. Anyway, get off the strip and try one if you can. Thanks for the entertainment. If you have questions, let me know. I can't get drugs, but I can get you into Magic Mike for free.
If you can't get drugs, why would we talk to you?
You're welcome. That from your Las Vegas homie, Zach Rath.
All right.
Thank you for
also,
the
weed's
there,
legal in Nevada now.
Oh, don't we know? We plan on visiting their big, giant weed shop.
No, he said he couldn't get us drugs there. Knife story, no mushrooms or alcohol in this one. I shot a bull elk with an arrow. Upon gutting the elk, I didn't realize the arrow was still in the elk. I filleted my middle finger to the bone, about 3 inches long, on the broad head of the arrow. Wrapped in an electrical tape, drank an 18-pack when I got home. That from Matt in Rochester. Guys, when I was 14 or 15, I was giving my cat a bath when she panicked and trying to bolt. In her attempt to escape, she snagged my wrist with her claw, cutting me a couple inches below my elbow down to my wrist. It was deep. Blood was everywhere. I bandaged it up and finished. Well, I must not have cleaned it well enough, because a few days later it was swollen, insanely painful, and the skin was tinged green. I showed it to my dad, who said, well, I can take you to the urgent care, and they can open it and clean it, or we can do the same thing here. So I opted not to go to urgent care. So my dad took one of his sharpest hunting knives, disinfected it, and asked me if I wanted to do it or should he. I told him to do it. So he disinfected my arm before plunging the knife into the wound and reopening it enough to drain it properly and clean it. It was agonizing, and I'm sure my scream made my dad feel awful, but seriously, it was infected and had to be done. Learned my lesson that day. That from Kitty Page.
Oh, Kitty.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Feeding her cat.
All right, coming up, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first...
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Cargo's wild.
There they are. Thanks, folks. Thank you. It's great to be here today. Man, I'm tired.
It's kind of cold in the studio with all this Alaskan food and talk.
It is.
Well, Ted said he wanted to set the tone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to get the temps down.
I know you've been having trouble with the police and your food truck and that non-parking area out there. I appreciate you just dealing with it like a champ.
Yeah, man. And honestly, like, some of the crew was late getting there. I mean, my sous chef, all of a sudden, he's sick. Truth is, he has a cocaine habit.
Oh, I see. He's just got the sniffles all the time. You didn't know.
Right?
Unlike most cooks.
Right? Exactly. Unlike most sous chefs in this city.
Yeah.
It was brutal. I was up all night, man. Like, just cooking and cooking.
You gotta get this meat ready to go.
Right, because, I mean, Miles, you came to me last week. You said, hey, Ted, can we do something for Alaska? And I said, Miles, I can.
Yeah, I got it.
Like, I got the moose in the freezer. That part is true.
You do have more moose in the freezer. It's a big animal.
It is a large animal.
So you can't just cook the whole thing at once.
I even had a dream the other night that I had an encounter with a moose. Been thinking about it all week.
Okay.
So today we're going to talk about some Alaskan foods. Obviously, moose is an iconic thing.
Sure.
Generally, you see them in Alaska. That's where you guys were. You never saw the moose,
Never
right?
saw no, the moose no, we or the grizzly moose. Bear. But both were in close
and
proximity.
And happy to miss them both.
Yep. By Centennial Park.
That's right.
Which was across the street from our hotel.
The Marriott.
All right, so first, Miles, we got a little Alaskan Brewing Company.
Man, you picked a great beer. This was a gold medal winner. At the Great American Beer Festival.
Just so you know, that's a bigger deal than it even sounds.
You have no idea. Men's Room Red got a bronze medal.
And a silver medal.
And basically, you can take the top prize and only get a silver medal.
Right. You can be the best in your category and only get a bronze medal. Like, when you get a gold medal, the way they rate this, it means that the style of beer you have created, you have done it perfectly.
So this 2016 aged smoked porter.
Oh, smoked dog.
That we're about to try from Alaskan Brewing Company. They've
smoked
applied.
Dog. That's what we do.
The gold medal winner has applied the Alaskan tradition of alder smoking to the malts of this rich, intensely flavored porter, a recognized leader among the world's smoked beers.
Tell us something we don't know, Miles.
Enjoy it now or age it for several years, which this has been aged already 3 years at 6.5 alcohol by volume.
When they put it in.
Yeah. So this is a delicious smoked.
Well, besides making all
good choice.
Bolognese sauce for you, I also age beers for you.
Okay. That's fantastic.
Stop giving. So our buddy Arn sent down some moose. Like I said, an iconic Alaskan animal. There is some iconic Alaskan foods, by the way.
Huh. Are there?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Good?
Taste this.
I can't.
Why?
Dry time.
You don't like smoke?
He's one of those fools that says, I'm going to cut that alcohol. Then be better about it.
All right.
I am.
I know.
Okay, I didn't know.
reindeer hot dogs.
Huh. Ooh.
Most people wouldn't know. Giant thing.
If Santa ever invites you to the North Pole July 4th, the reindeer that did not make the sleigh team, those are the ones he makes.
You don't have to think they ground up all the fattiness and all that stuff as well. You know what I mean? You're not getting the fillets. You're getting, like, probably hot dog part, so it's probably pretty flavorful.
I've had reindeer sausage myself. Delicious.
Okay.
Yeah. The only problem is after you eat it, your stomach glows red.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. Just remember that.
Called it Rudolph effect. Mm. I also like smoked anything. Smoked salmon, anything.
Right.
Right? And when you're in Alaska, because you got to remember, like, the first people that move up there, you're talking Gold Rush kind of people, you're talking homesteaders and everything, right? So smoking things was a massive deal, right? You got to have a smokehouse. You got to keep that food around. So if you go up to Alaska, get smoked salmon, anything.
What do you think of this beer?
I almost cuss. I think it is very good.
It really is.
Seriously. I almost said it's effing delicious. Because it is effing delicious.
All right, here you go.
Oh, no.
Now, listen, I won't lie. This is probably the best bolognese sauce I have ever made in my life.
Is that right? This is you
nailed
it?
Hands down.
Wow, look at that.
It shocked me when I put it in the microwave.
Isn't that delicious looking?
Yeah. I took a little adventurous with the noodles, but
Oh, I like the noodles. That's a good touch.
Yeah, they're a little longer than I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
But they're pretty good.
You put some carrots in there. Looks like onions.
What's a traditional bolognese, boys?
Yeah. And also, I can see the steak chunks and the ground mousse inside.
Yeah.
So you used two different types of mousse, two cuts of mousse.
That's good, man.
Well, Arn sends down a selection of cuts, so you like to use it all.
All right, let's see here.
That is tremendous.
Did Ted kill it?
He killed the mousse, actually, yes. And then he made a very good dish.
That is delicious, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
I know.
Man.
That's why when I was heating it up, I was like, God damn, Ted,
you might need to put this on the menu of Slither, even though it doesn't live on the ground.
Well, after the moose dies, does. So, he kind of slithered a little
bit. That's a good point. He rolled around.
Push him down a hill. He's getting it. What do you think about the moose itself?
It's delicious, man.
Yeah, it's a different cut of beef. I've had moose roast. That could be a little gamey, so I'd recommend you put it overnight, 24 hours in like a balsamic or something to draw out the gaminess before you're going to cook it the next day. That, dead honest, I did cook that. Truth be told, Robin made the bolognese sauce.
Oh, no way!
I'm just taking credit for it. Robin, that is delicious, dude. That is so good.
What did you
Mousse
do to that?
Mousse has been in my Instant Pot.
So is that how you got the tenderness?
Yeah.
I thought it was a euphemism.
I didn't have time to let it go for hours and hours, so I just went for it in the Instant Pot, and I'm just here to say it worked.
And you have leftover mousse as well at your house, right?
No, I used all of it.
Oh, this is the whole mousse.
I used all of it.
Did you see the container of the bolognese sauce?
So much sauce. No. Please some sauce home.
It is massive.
I had to tweak the recipe a little because I had so much moose meat. I just had to get it out of the freezer. But
we got to flag that. I had so much moose meat.
So much.
It was a great frat party.
Well, that is part of the issue, right? Like, I love that Arn sends it, but it's a massive animal. So he's like, do you want some? And then like 30 pounds show up.
Yeah, it's some like, from the moose is some different than other some. This is good, man.
Yeah.
I like it better than buffalo, right? As far as meats that aren't cow or pig that we standard eat. Like, buffalo's okay. It's all right. But
that is fantastic.
This is good.
First time I've ever had moose.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. It's really good.
It's pretty delicious. Dude, I think I got some extra ground beef. You want to try a moose burger?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'd be into it. another funny thing in Alaska, they really like gumbo.
Really?
Yeah. And I know that doesn't make...
because of the seafood?
I think maybe just because it's warm and you're right.
yeah. hearty, all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's just a good, like, hearty meal. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Man,
like, gumbo, honestly, sometimes, like, I get it's a Cajun thing, but it almost seems odd in Louisiana. You want? I mean, it's so hot
it's
down
so
there most of the year.
Hot.
Like, you want to
have some soup.
Yeah, sit down with a pot of gumbo. I'm like, I might be good on that. We're talking about Alaskan foods today, iconic Alaskan foods, Miles and Thriller. Currently munching on some mousse bolognese sauce over
it is
pasta.
Fantastic. I really like these noodles, too. That was a good call.
Yeah, yeah. Any fresh jam or dessert with berries? Alaska's full of berries.
Don't know bad about Alaska. All right. Berries.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's why a lot of the bears like it up there, too.
Some of the best seafood I've ever eaten in my life in Alaska.
Yeah.
Really?
Right?
Oh, absolutely. We had halibut bites. We had lobster, king crab mac and cheese with lobster in it.
I remember the mac and cheese.
We had some good stuff.
That's next on the list. If you're in Alaska, you got to eat some crabs.
Right.
Dungeness crabs and fresh king crab are huge up there. I would think, I haven't been up there, I would think maybe it's a little bit cheaper as you're close to the source.
You would hope so.
Right? That's what
We're right close to the Dungeness crab source, and they won't even put them on the menu in any restaurant in town, so I can't figure it out. You have to go to, like, the crab pot.
Yeah.
Which is nothing wrong with that.
No,
it's
not
just
at
the
all.
Only option.
Dungeness crab fishing also, like you always hear about king crab fishing and how dangerous that is. Some of the Dungeness crab fishing down there in Oregon is super dangerous.
No, it's absolutely
dangerous.
By the Columbia
crazy.
River. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys ever heard of Eskimo ice cream?
No.
Negative.
But I guess they keep it cold.
Yeah. It's about as Alaskan as you can get. The main dish you're gonna whip together is seal oil, reindeer.
Wow.
Or another type of animal.
Huh.
Fat, snow, and wild Alaskan berries.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and pass on that.
Yeah, there's a few things in here that are a little different that I think would be tough for us.
When you start with the seal fat. Although, to be fair, I've never had seal fat. Maybe it's like bacon fat.
Yeah,
great place
be.
To start, you know.
Well, the next one is muktuk.
Muktuk?
Yes. It's a favorite of the natives up there. It's a combination of whale blubber and skin frozen together and eaten raw.
Mm.
It looks very pretty. It looks cooked.
Let me see this.
It doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, it looks good, but like they say, it's raw and you got to be pretty brave to try it.
I like pork belly, so you never know.
I think you have to be ignorant to try it.
Have you had pork belly raw?
No.
It's a different animal.
That is a different animal.
It is a different animal altogether.
And then they close out this list of some of the most iconic foods in Alaska with what we're doing right now. Basically, any wild game.
Sure.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You go up to Alaska, you're going to eat some moose. I don't know. Maybe you might eat some bear. Probably not polar bear. Probably grizz or black.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's a lot of bears up there.
This is freaking amazing. You did a hell of a job.
Thank you. And honestly, sometimes, man, like, if you get a chance, try some more gamey meats.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, I will.
And if you know how to cook them correctly, like, they always turn out delicious, man.
Or just ask Robin to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hang ahead, Chef. We appreciate it. There you go. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Still to come, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. No S. Sherlock is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Another round of profile that's coming up. And yes, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first, our own Steve the Thrill Hill combs the globe. Looking for stories with headlines that scream.
Well, no, Sherlock.
And away we go. Kidnapped victim was found with horrified look on her face.
No, Sherlock.
That's the headline. Did you have to add with the horrified look on her? Look, as someone who has, in fact, kidnapped somebody, they do look horrified when you see them. Take my word. Air traffic controllers, pilots, and flight attendants detail serious safety concerns due to the government shutdown.
No, Sherlock.
You don't say. Deleting people off of social media makes people happier.
Oh, no, Sherlock!
This one kind of...
That's awesome.
I hate that this is an OS, but I think you'll all agree. Price of insulin more than doubled over the last 5 years.
Really? Well, no, Sherlock!
That's crazy.
I know.
More people need it, so you up the price.
That's exactly it, man.
It's Remember. Almost like it's a scheme.
Seems that way. Man, oh, man.
Crazy.
Gay-bashing televangelist caught admitting that he slept with a man on leaked recording.
Oh, no, Sherlock!
Completely separate headline about a completely separate person.
Utah?
Infamous anti-gay bashing therapist now says he wants to date other men.
Yeah, he ran a conversion place for Mormons and stuff in Utah. He was literally trying to be like, through prayer, you won't be gay anymore.
Well,
and then he's like,
what? Actually,
I'm gay and I want to be with my partner, be with meet a partner. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, of course you do, man.
No one's surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone harps onto that hard, like, look, man, you're not fooling us. We continue. Now, this one, it's not so much an OS, but it's just when the planet Uranus pops up and we decide to go with Uranus. And the headline reads, Uranus smells like farts.
No, Sherlock.
But they actually mean Uranus. We continue. Stupid people are loud and proud, according to study.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No, Sherlock.
I'll just read that again. Stupid people are loud and proud, according to a study. And according to every freaking news story I have read.
Like, have you been to a bar?
Have you been anywhere? Ever. Keira Knightley says parenting is difficult even though she's rich.
Well, what do you know about that? No, Sherlock!
Thank Has anybody you, ever Keira said Knightley. It's easy?
No.
They're liars.
Yeah. Influencer says she has tapas and cocaine diet to stay thin.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No, Sherlock.
That's her statement.
Well, that would work.
I'm going to read this headline. A 15-pack has three more than a 12-pack.
Really? Well, no, Sherlock.
That's the headline. The headline.
Why is that a thing?
Well, because someone is selling a 15-pack of whatever, canned whatever. So the headline.
All right, how could you not know that it's different?
Women reported higher levels of incivility from other women than their male counterparts.
No, Sherlock.
Funny how that works. Throwing it out there.
They'd be hating.
They'd
be hating.
Oh, where do we want to go next? Americans are happier in states that spend more on parks and highways.
Oh, no, Sherlock.
Easier to get outside.
Yeah, when you can travel conveniently, it seems that matters to people. Study says Juno's lack of fluoride has increased cavities in children.
Really? Well, no, Sherlock.
Is anyone shocked by that? If you subtract fluoride from the water supply.
That's why they put it there.
As they say, right? That's the whole reason it's there.
Yeah, that's exactly why they put it there. And a new Facebook craze, people are drinking their own pee to be healthy.
No, Sherlock.
Because if you read it on Facebook, you know it's a reliable source. Nothing stupid has ever come from that.
Yeah, there was a girl, like, she was like, that's my whole fitness thing. I drink my own urine.
Okay. Fitness hat, like, what is it they believe is going to happen? Does it clean you out? Is it healthy? I mean, what's the sales pitch on drinking your pee?
I don't know, man. I skipped that one.
Did you? Okay.
I did, yeah.
Placing juveniles in solitary confinement doesn't fix them. In fact, it makes them worse.
Well, what do you know about that? No, Sherlock!
Hate to be the one that tells you that. And we finish with this one. Authorities say the Tide Pod Challenge was a horrible craze that took over Facebook.
Well, no, Sherlock.
Thank you, Steve. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Monster Hero!
And the men's room knows just who it is.
Jesus.
So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor!
Mastakino!
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast an unidentified man from Alberta, Canada. Now, this is a very good way to make an expensive speeding ticket a little more expensive. Basically, he gets pulled over in Manitoba. It happened on Tuesday. Gets himself a speeding ticket. Anything, he starts to contest the speeding ticket. In the end, the cop says, hey, sorry, I caught you speeding. This is the ticket we give you. He was a little grumpy about it, but in the end, he finally accepted the ticket. But they were really unhappy about it because as soon as they drove away, they immediately threw it out of the window. Like, F this, I'm not paying this ticket. But the cop, unfortunately, was still directly behind them, so that person was then hit with a littering ticket, adding another $130 in addition to the speeding ticket in the first place.
Idiot.
Yeah, come on, man. I mean, just, look, the cops know you don't like them. The cops know you're going to mutter obscenities about them under the breath. But it's like my father said to me, I don't care what you say or do, just don't let me hear it or see it.
You'd have to think the Canadian cop, though, would be the nicest cop you'd ever meet.
Probably. I do feel, I guess, would it be their Mounties equivalent of what our highway patrol, like that's...
The Royal Canadians.
That's just different. You know, when a cop pulls you over, maybe you debate with them. I feel like when a state trooper pulls you over, you just don't say anything.
The biggest cop I ever met was an Ohio state trooper.
All right, really?
Yeah. You always get a ticket in Ohio, and he was real nice. Then when he left, he said, stop speeding through my state, Mr. Kranzo.
Okay. So we pour this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take color 9-844-999-OLA.
OLA! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.